Professor Barry Shubb, he's the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID vaccines. A very good morning to you. You obviously can't speak for the Israeli government, but we were just interested in your take on the situation.
Yeah, good morning, Howard. We actually met with the Israeli authorities quite a few months ago, I think about 2 or 3 months ago. And certainly at that time, it was very, very reasonable. It was good public health practice for them to have a restriction on travel to and from South Africa. But remember, at that stage, we were coming out of our second wave. Israel had controlled the epidemic very, very well. One of the world's leading countries in terms of vaccination coverage. And that, the epidemic had almost disappeared from Israel.
Right.
Whereas we were in the throes of the Beta variant. Remember the Beta variant?
Right.
That's
in the
one
second wave.
Which was the most, the kind of one which is the most resistant to the vaccine. So it's really understandable that they would want not to kind of introduce, because in Israel it was a very, very minor component of their spectrum. They didn't want that to be introduced into the country in any significant extent. But we've moved on from there. You know, now it's the Delta variant, and the Delta variant is dominant in Israel, dominant here. In fact, you know, if anything, if you look at the statistics, the number of cases, now the cases are obviously mainly mild cases in Israel, is over 30% higher than South Africa. You look at the number of cases per million population.
So
obviously the mortality is vastly lower. It's 12 times less.
Right.
But what that reflects is that the amount of virus which is circulating in the population, this is of course the Delta virus, the amount that's circulating in that population is no less than in South Africa. So it doesn't really make public health sense to kind of bar South Africans. They're not going to introduce it into Israel. It's already there. If anything, not less than in South Africa. So it really doesn't make sense. You know, I can understand, you know, make a restriction to only travelers who are vaccinated and who test negative and so on. You have all those restrictions in place. It really doesn't make sense to prolong this restriction in South Africa. And of course, it's causing a lot of hardship. A lot of people are kind of negatively affected by this restriction. I think it should be lifted myself. That's a personal opinion.
It's interesting because, you know, we're looking at it. My son lives in Israel. He's engaged. We can't arrange a wedding until we know, how we can do that. He certainly can't travel here. There's a restriction on Israelis coming here. There's even fines imposed, I believe. And so my assumption was that I'm looking at this emotionally, because we have a very specific frustration around it. But it's interesting to hear from you from a scientific perspective saying, well, if you look at number for number, variant for variant, there actually isn't a justification really medically or scientifically at imposing this.
No, absolutely. There's no real public health motivation for it. One could understand it a few months back, but certainly not now.
One of the things that I saw mentioned was vaccine numbers per population. Is that something relevant? And why would that be relevant if a person who's traveling has been vaccinated?
No, it wouldn't really. You know, I don't see the kind of basis for that or even the logic for that. I think all countries, Israel included, all countries, those who have controlled the pandemic are kind of wary of those countries which haven't. And I think that may be a more emotional than anything else, because in terms of introducing the virus, they're not going to introduce anything new. And, that's really what the public health restrictions are there for. So it's not going to do that. I don't know, maybe it's just a relic that they had it justifiably in the past and are just prolonging it now. That's the only thing I can really think of, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I always think that they wouldn't really dare to do this to the American Jewish community, given the numbers and given how vocal they are. We're a relatively small community. We're a powerful community in terms of our voice, but we actually are a small community. And I just wonder if they simply can't be bothered to actually just relook at this.
Yeah, as you said earlier, I really can't speak with
no, him. No, I get that. I get that. Look, what we wanted to understand from you is the medical and scientific. As I said before, many of us are emotionally tied to this restriction. So it's very hard to put yourself in the situation. But hearing it from you, when you're going through the various factors and saying there actually isn't a scientific basis, that to me is actually very interesting.
Yeah. Now, there's no hard scientific basis. You know, there may well be kind of, I don't know, the more kind of a legalistic type things that, you know, once you've got a regulation in place, it's difficult to kind of undo it. But, you know, if you look at, look at the hard science, look at the hard public health issues, it's difficult to justify. I would hope that they would reconsider it as soon as possible. I hope so.